USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Violence has broken out at several college campuses across the country amid anti-Israel protests. President Biden finally addressing the nation Thursday at the White House, saying threats against any religion or race are never acceptable.
There should be no place on any campus, no place in America, for anti-Semitism or threats of violence against Jewish students. There is no place for hate speech or violence of any kind, whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab Americans or Palestinian Americans.
This as Los Angeles police have arrested at least 200 pro-Palestinian protesters at an encampment at UCLA early on Thursday, after officers ordered demonstrations to end this week. UCLA professor of Israel studies Dov Waxman tells Fox News he's concerned about the actions taking place on many demonstrators and says schools need to escalate the situation peacefully as soon as possible.
They should try to resolve the situation peacefully, to talk to the protesters, to try to essentially persuade them to stand down and to move out of these encampments. And So I think as much as possible they should avoid bringing in law enforcement, because that only tends to escalate the situation.
Testimony is continuing in former President Trump's hush money trial in New York City. The former president's legal spokeswoman, Elena Haba, says her client is innocent of all charges and argues this is a political attack by his opponents.
We are clearly in a very much political lawfare environment. And as Americans, both Democrat and Republican, if we don't stop it, we are in trouble as a country.
The former president is being charged with falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments made to adult actress Stormy Daniels. This is USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Senate Armed Services Committee held a meeting on Thursday with top intelligence officials about worldwide threats facing the United States. Director of National Intelligence Avriel Haines speaking before the committee.
We have seen a massive increase in the number of ransomware attacks globally in the last year, which went up as much as 74%.
Earlier this year, Director Haines raised concerns about the growing partnerships between China, Iran, Russia, and North Korea.
Publicly, Putin touts his ammunition and missile production capacity in contrast with what he portrays as significant U.S., European, and Ukrainian limitations.
Haines adding their willingness to cooperate on aid and intelligence could be dangerous. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also bringing up similar concerns, specifically about the partnership between North Korea and Russia in the invasion of Ukraine. The automaker sold over 179,000 cars and trucks, with sales of the popular F-Series trucks, Broncos, and SUVs falling off. Ford says they remain committed to hybrid vehicles and plan to have the entire lineup by the end of the decade. Sales of EVs were up by 129% over the last year, but are still not meeting expectations. SUV sales declined by nearly 10% in April, and Ford says it will be increasing incentives for customers. NASCAR drivers are turning their attention to the Kansas Speedway for the AdventHealth 400 this weekend. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.